to trouble brewing between the White House and Congress.
That's right, Scott. Sometime this summer, the U.S. could default on its debt for the first time ever. That would tank the economy at home and all around the world. And to stop that from happening, Congress needs to lift the debt ceiling. But Republicans who control the House say in order to do that, they need to see spending cuts, too.
They're tying two things together that should never be tied together, which is the full faith and credit of the U.S. and the need to avoid default with budget discussions.
That's Jeff Zients, the White House chief of staff. He says a new plan released by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is irresponsible. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid interviewed Zients and joins us now. Hey, Asma.
Hey there. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. Okay, so what is the next step in this crisis? Because the House Republican leader just unveiled his proposal. The White House strongly disagrees with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Well, I will say it is rather unclear. I mean, the White House says Congress has an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, but McCarthy has been urging the president to start negotiating. He's trying to, you know, put the ball back in the president's court. And Elsa, to put this whole situation in context, the country has always paid its bills on time. But now it does seem to be inching closer to a rather important deadline. I asked Zients multiple times in different ways if by McCarthy putting this proposal out there, this at least opens up the door to communication. And Zients didn't explicitly rule out talking to Republicans, but he made it very clear that the White House is not willing to tie a budget process to a debt ceiling increase. And I asked him, okay, well then what exactly is the off-ramp?
I think the off-ramp's very clear. It's the same off-ramp that was taken with no drama when President Trump was in the White House. Take default off the table, like we have every time. Don't play games with the full faith and credit of the United States. It's unacceptable. It's not up for negotiation. And then have the separate discussion around different visions for the future of the country and budgets.
Okay, so basically the White House wants Congress to raise the debt limit, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. And, you know, for the most part, Democrats in Congress have agreed with that vision. But earlier today, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin issued a strongly worded statement calling Biden out for not being willing to meet with McCarthy. He said it signals a, quote, deficiency of leadership, and it must change. He said elected leaders need to negotiate a compromise. And I asked Jeff Zients, the White House chief of staff, why have you all been so unwilling to negotiate here? Because during the debt limit crisis in 2011, the Obama White House did negotiate with congressional Republicans, and spending cuts were part of the conversation.
If you're going back a decade, I think the lesson learned was that plain brinkmanship with the full faith and credit of our country and getting close to a period of default had major impacts on the economy, on families across the country, and we're not doing that again.
And in 2011, Elsa, you might recall, the United States came closer than it ever had been before to defaulting.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, rating agencies downgraded the U.S. credit rating. Stock markets plunged. It was not a great situation for the U.S. economy.
Not great at all. Well, then let's just talk about the details of McCarthy's plan for a minute. I mean, the White House is insisting that the budget conversations have to happen on a totally separate track, but what is their reaction to some of these specific ideas in this Republican proposal?
Well, so far, they have a lot of concerns. One of the things that McCarthy's proposal calls for is to claw back unspent COVID-19 funds. And Zients was actually Biden's COVID response coordinator before he became chief of staff. He told me that this is a bad idea.
There is a false notion that there's a large amount of unspent COVID relief funds that can just be painlessly clawed back because these remaining funds, you know, they cover pension relief for blue-collar workers, money for veterans' health, small business support, and funding to help transport older Americans, those with disabilities who live in rural communities. So I don't think that is a prudent thing to do or a fair thing to do.
The White House estimates that, you know, some of these programs could be cut by as much as 22%. The president himself has said that this could lead to massive cuts for programs that Americans depend on, for things like housing assistance and food stamps. And that's a hard sell for Democrats.
That is NPR's Asma Khalid. Thank you, Asma.
My pleasure.